It's a daily talk show, episode 415.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
It's Monday.
It is? Fuck.
Organised August is well and truly underway.
Oh, it's the 5th today.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
You organised?
Yeah.
Five days in, you got your shit together?
Yep. I'm using Streaks.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's Durham recommended.
D-Money. Mm-hmm. That's a kind of a cool app. So
it's paid.
Oh, you? No wonder you love it. You actually bought it?
Yeah, $7.50.
How long?
$7.95.
For the whole entire app. You don't have to. It's not a monthly thing. Fuck, there's a lot of apps out there. I downloaded a game over the weekend. It was the most stupid game. I tell you what, we get pushed ads in our Instagram feed.
Everyone does.
I don't know if it's just our page that are games. So they're like, you know, do you ever see them in our feed? Maybe it's.
No, I don't see them.
I think it's maybe specific to your device, maybe because you play games.
No, I've got no games. I don't play games.
But you played a game on the weekend.
I played a game on the weekend, so expect some more. I tell you what, we're getting fucking pushed hair color product ads.
Oh, really?
Thanks to Mr. 97. They know what his head's about. But I downloaded this game, and there is some absolute mind-stealing games out there.
Like what?
Oh, you're just like digging a hole and then you got to get this little ball to follow it down to a little fucking plate. It took 2 hours of my time.
Did it really take that long?
It was so bad I've since deleted it.
Yeah.
Not doing it again.
It seems like the sort of thing, because you posted on the weekend as well the photo of you holding up the fish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Classic. Classic, used to ask my mum to buy a full fish. Mm. I mean, it had been gutted and stuff, but I used to buy it and then I'd take it home and hold it.
At South Melbourne markets?
Yeah, I'd hold it up and just pretend like I'd caught it, because I used to watch a lot of fishing shows when I was young. I just hold
like
it
Rex
up.
Rex Hunt.
Yeah.
Style.
Just fucking fish in hand.
I used to want full coconuts.
Why?
I just loved the idea.
Mate, I went and I got my mum to buy me one. I bought the hairy brown one.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
It's the coconut milk. No one wants that shit. I know.
And you have to spend age at like, there's no knife in the house that was strong enough. So you end up like in the backyard with a hammer.
Yeah.
Trying to hammer the thing.
Well, you don't even want to drink that shit. Mm. I mean, it's the cool kids now drink the real coconuts. Oh, they've kind of gone out a bit, do you think? It was like a real thing for a while.
Yeah, maybe 2 years ago. I've got a photo of you drinking one.
Really? Where was that at?
About Life in Sydney.
Interesting. Yeah, there's probably paid $4.95 as well.
Mm.
Absolute bullshit. I also ran into over the weekend a teacher of mine.
Oh, really? Was this one that you liked?
It gave me shivers.
Really? It's like seeing an ex or something.
Oh, no, worse, I reckon. I didn't even realize that I felt this way. But I've mentioned on the show that Conspiracy Jimmy, he was the year above at primary school, high school. So in primary school, we went to the same primary school. And he told me this story that he was in class.
And you were riding your bike.
Riding my bike. Mm-hmm. And he looks out and the teacher saw me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you've obviously heard this story.
Yeah, well, she points at you and she says, that boy is Tommy Jacket and he's a naughty, naughty boy.
Yeah. I tell you what.
And that was the lady who you saw.
That was a lady.
What was she shopping for? Like,
she was at the farmer's market across the road from my house, and really? I was there with my kid, and I had a hoodie on, and I saw her, and I was about to say something.
What would you have said?
Oh,
the naughty boy's
back. I ran so many scenarios after, you know, when you do that, because I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I bitched out, and so I did.
I loved being called a bitch by Gemma, by the way, on Saturday. That was a highlight.
So, I did. I definitely bitched out and I regret it. But I thought the one I landed on was just being really lovely and just saying, hi, Sue, it's Tommy Jacket, you know, just because she would not have the same feelings as I do.
No.
But although I did speak to Mum last night and I said
– Turns out Sue did have the feelings.
No, but maybe she does. But it's been a long time, but she wouldn't definitely have it as what I do.
Mm.
I was on the receiving end. She was probably just pissed off at me. But it turns out Mum bumped into her, same lady, years later, probably 8 years ago, and said maybe it was longer. I was definitely grown up and I got, you know, it was a long time after. And she saw her out the front of a butcher. She said, "So I think it's time that we put all this behind us." You know what she said? "You started it."
Bullshit.
The kind of teacher that picks on a fucking 12-year-old is the kind of teacher that also says that
you started it.
Says you started
Sue.
It. What?
Does Sue still work at the same school?
No, I don't know. I don't know. She'd be, you know, like.
Do you reckon she's on 60? LinkedIn?
Maybe.
Retired? No.
I mean, she looked like she was in good nick. Like she
goes to the farmer's market, only organic.
Yeah, yeah. She's into sailing. I know her husband is into sailing.
How do you know all these things?
You know when you knew a heap about teachers? Mm. I also, it was a rumor going around the playground that someone was babysitting for her and found a dildo in her drawer. You know when there was always.
I reckon every school had the one story of the teacher that had a dildo in the drawer. It happened to, a PE teacher of ours.
Really?
Apparently it was for sex ed to like show how to put on a condom. Which.
So much fascination with dildos.
Yeah.
The best story is my brother came home from primary school, pulls out of his bag a big dildo, and he says, I got this off blah, blah, blah. It was
like
this
a student.
This kid, so primary school, this kid had taken mum and dad's dildo. and my brother had got it and mum threw it out.
How spewing would you be if you're the parents?
Oh.
It's not ideal. We got mail.
Oh, we did get mail. We just got a text message also from your girlfriend that said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was on your phone. I was doing
but I actually didn't even see the text message.
Yeah, she called and then I declined it and then.
Oh, yeah, she said, don't call me back, was just wondering what the parcel was that you got from TDTS.
Yeah, I was also wondering, and then I looked at the post that you put up about it, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you're calling.
Well, yeah, so I was thinking, should we open things on the show or do we open it outside of the show, mm. see what it is? If it's good for content, then bring it on.
Well, I mean, you got it and you went to open it. I wouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, because so, my internet had been playing up and we had the internet person coming and checking it out. And so I was walking from the office to home and between there is the post office box and there was this package and it's a cylinder and it looks like the sort of cylinder that you'd keep like stickers or artwork or things like that in it.
It looks good. I was excited.
Yeah, and so I was ready to open it and I'll bring it up here. And so here it is. It's an Australian Post satchel.
Yeah.
And then I've taken out the cylinder. And what I found interesting about the cylinder was I straight away went to inspect where to open it, how to open the cylinder. It sort of looks like if you won a certificate or something, like a certificate for school.
Oh, yeah.
You would get potential, or like you were part of some form of school holiday program.
Yeah, won an award. We got given a hand-drawn photo of you and I, a picture, and it's in the same cylinder. Yeah.
And so this is the cylinder here. And what I noticed was some heavy-duty tape on one side, which is where you would open it. And on the other side was some staples.
Mm.
Now, I shook it. And when I
Can I shake it?
Yeah.
Solid. Yeah. There's nothing really.
There's no paper in it. And I all of a sudden got very sus.
Fuck it.
I can create some pretty crazy stories.
Mate, is that a bomb?
Well, that's what I was starting to
Stop
think.
Stop pointing it at me. Just fucking waving that thing around.
And so anyway, I was like sus on a mic. I'm actually not going to open it because I find that there's something going on. Anyway.
There's nothing written on the actual.
No, it's white.
It's just a plain white, 50 millimetres.
What would you think it would be, 97, if you'd seen it?
I'd probably open it. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, so I Googled the P.O. box and I'll tell you exactly what happens when you Google the P.O. box.
So this is the return to sender address that's listed on the package.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. It's in WA.
Can you read out the P.O. box, please?
P.O. box 2102 Como, C-O-M-O, WA. The number one result is contact glitter bomb your enemies. Glitterbombyourenemies.com.au.
Absolute grogs. Who the fuck has sent us a glitter bomb?
Well, so this is the thing. It is, I don't know how to feel about it. How do you guys feel?
It's so weird when you start actually delving over to explosives and things that can come out without you think knowing it.
Yeah.
Like you start going, imagine if someone actually sent a fucking little bomb. Yeah. It's a glitter bomb.
Yeah.
I wonder how much.
I wouldn't have thought you would have been able to send it in the mail.
Well, this is the thing. I wonder how explosive, like how much bomb is there actually in this glitter bomb?
Well, so I looked it up and it's like got a spring the way that it works. Because I've seen people do it with glitter in like.
Yeah, go on. I just had a thought. Imagine if you opened that at home. Bree would have fucking be so pissed. She runs a tidy fucking ship. I reckon at your
she
job.
Would have. Yeah. She would have said, "Call the insurer." We're gonna have to get.
We're getting rid of the couch.
New.
The floor needs to be scrubbed.
Yeah.
Fuck. I kind of wish you did.
No, I'm so glad that I like really thought it through. And so, where to from here,
mate? I think we need to do a full mission to find out what's inside and how we can actually open it without. I don't personally want to do it, even if it is just a glitter bomb.
Yeah, are you scared by the whole thing?
We need a bomb robot.
Yeah.
Almost. I wonder if it's just like, so there's this tape that doesn't look like normal tape that's put across the top. I wonder if we just snip that, would it go off? Like, I wonder if it's that. So I think we could like put it in the garage, set it up, camera behind some things, have like film it slow motion, GoPro up close, and we could put out like a we could invent some kind of like we could use scissors, right?
Yeah.
On some sticks and see if it will just pop. But then we gotta clean up this shit.
Yeah. I think we could potentially.
Do you remember when that guy who
No?
You know, like, just leave it.
Remember that guy, Mr. 97, that helped design the rover or something that went up to space?
What's his name?
Mars? He's got a YouTube channel. He made this video that went viral that was a glitter bomb.
I think it must be just like that. We won't do it now, though.
Mark Rober.
Don't do it now. It will fuck up our studio.
And so what I think is more interesting is who has sent us this.
Yeah, who the fuck is that? I mean, first comes to mind WA. Ryan John, but he doesn't live there anymore. But I could imagine
WA. I feel like is just the sort of place that you would.
That's just the return to sender address, right? So is there? So what's the website attached to this? Have you got it?
No, I was just gonna say. Mason went on 3 dates. One of them moved to WA. How bad was the day? I mean, glitter bomb your enemies.
I mean, you can. There's a few sites you can send someone dog poo. Or send someone shit.
So this one, you can send all sorts of things. You can send a bag of dicks.
Lollies.
Yeah, dick lollies. Yeah, so
eat a dick.
Eat a bag of dicks. embarrassing postcards for guys. Spring-loaded glitter bombs. Anyway.
Can you please just give me the package? What it came in. I just want to have a quick look.
So it's just an Australia posting.
But what kind of a business? I mean, do you feel good as a business having this as offering?
I can imagine our mate, Conspiracy Jimmy, running a business like this. Don't you think?
Well.
They probably make real good cash.
Jason, can I say his name?
Yeah.
It says his name, Jason Alexander Addington, which we've done some, have you done some looking
well,
into
yeah.
our?
Well,
our,
if I type that in, Jason Alexander is the is the actor.
Jason Alexander. I mean, it sounds like a fake name.
From Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah. But Addington? What's that?
I mean,
if you were sending a bag of dicks or a glitter bomb, you wouldn't put your name on it, would you?
No.
Like, this
the
is.
The full name. And so, I guess what I would like to do, 97, I want to do some. Did you just wake up? What was that?
No.
He's just sending a quick bag of dicks to, to one of his mates.
No, I'm just researching the name.
So, what I think. We could do 97 is how do you feel about there's a phone number here for glitter bomb your enemies.
It's a mobile number too.
Yeah. I reckon what we could do is a bit of social engineering. So we can't work out who this person is. However, how about this? What about if you were to call them and say, hi, I placed an order the other week. It was for a podcast called The Daily Talk Show. I realized that I put my wrong email, it auto-filled
from
details, email and all that sort of thing. And so I can't find my order stuff.
Order ID.
Order ID.
I know the address and all these.
Yeah. And so what you could, we could say, there's a few different ways of saying it. I did this for my for my boss and my boss wants a receipt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He wants to write it off. Tax. Yeah. It's a tax write-off.
It's a tax write-off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought that the email had to be fake that I put in. So I put in a fake email address, right?
Anonymous, yeah.
And then, hopefully, you say the Daily Talk Show or whatever, and then they send you the receipt. Hopefully, they send it and it has the person's details on. The other scenario is what a lot of customer service people will do. They'll naturally say, oh, yeah, you put it down here as Ryan John or whoever it was.
Yeah, and then we will find out exactly who it is.
Oh, there we go. I'm so glad we connected the computer sound up to the do you want to have that on mute when we're
Yeah, sure.
This is
you can literally just put it mute on the actual deck.
Do you reckon they'll go with it, though? Do you reckon they'll
I think so.
I mean, he's, he's a sweet young man. He sounds like a sweet, timid young man. He's not coming in overly confident. He has blonde hair now. Yeah. So, you know, he does have more confidence as a human.
Yeah, we can do it.
I mean, this was really going to fuck up organized August. If I had to clean up this amount of glitter, this is actually, I think this is an attack on organized August. This doesn't come from you, has it?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, I know that you'll probably open something. I'll tell them to go there. I mean, I wonder if this is like.
I feel like I was sort of annoyed because I felt like I could have gotten hurt.
But who would do that? Like, is this someone who's trying to be malicious or are they just being funny?
I think it could be a content person. I feel like if you're a content person, who knows about a glitter bomb your enemy's website?
Someone in the radio industry for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely. Well, that's the thing. So it could be someone in radio.
Jack Post?
Yeah.
Do you reckon he'll do something like that?
Nah, I don't know if he's – I mean, organized August, he might fucking pull his finger out and do something like that. I feel like he'd have the idea of it.
It's pretty organized to do this within August though, isn't it?
The other option is it's actually the glitter bomb, your enemy's company.
Oh, that's a great idea. If you're a business
– just go doing a search for PO boxes or whatever.
And they've got what they wanted. We haven't even opened it and we've been talking about their website, which is –
it's a great integration if it was.
Glitterbombyourenemies.com.au.
Okay.
We're going to get to the bottom of this, but we will later in the week. We're going to do like a picture, you know.
I can't wait for 97 to make the call.
Yeah, I'm looking more forward to opening the thing.
Really? Somehow. No, I'm excited to find out who it was. And well, if we are,
the task is you and Mr. 97 get on the case of doing the, you know, social engineering. Mm-hmm. Dill and I will get on the case of setting up GoPros, getting behind wood.
Creating some form of scissors situation.
It's usually how it happens. You guys are looking after tech stuff. We're looking after the hands-on shit. But this is good. This is great.
The organized August is absolutely taking off.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, how are you going with it all?
I mean, I've only set out to do one thing.
I haven't seen you. We were at AU79.
I can't post. Do one thing. What do you mean?
You said you were going to come up with how many ideas a day?
Yeah, look, I said between 5 and 10. First day did 10. Second day did 8. Third day did 5. I think I'm on 5. 5's the minimum. But I'm up to day, whatever, day 4, day
Where
5
have you been
today.
Writing them?
Just in my phone. This is the thing, right? I know you say get a moleskin and all this bullshit. The thing about these habits that we're trying to create.
It's hard to organize.
No, not even about organizing, right? I think it's. The whole thing and that pushback I gave you early days about organize August was because it doesn't just because organize isn't necessarily the action. The action
All I'm
of
hearing
being
is excuses.
The action of being organized doesn't actually mean that you'll be doing the thing. Like Dill getting organized, he gets his clothes out to do a run, but it doesn't mean he does the fucking run. So the thing that he needs to do is running, and if it doesn't matter what he's doing, is he barefoot? Is he fucking no excuses? And so. Like the meditation and the – what else have I been doing?
If you're
no
organized,
drink, alcohol, no alcohol, meditation, all that shit, going to the gym every second day.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't – there's been so many times I've had an excuse and it's usually something I've just put in front of it. So I've literally just been doing them in my phone and I get them done within that 24-hour period, which is good because
– I think that's good, but I think it would be nice – for it to be, I mean,
no, but
yeah,
that's
fine.
Just ideal. I think the whole thing about the gym and all those things, it's not ideal, like the morning time, afternoon time, when to train, that's all the bullshit we put around it, right? Mm. And so if we can just –
Well, Durham said that I can lose 300% more body fat if I do it in the morning.
Yeah, I'm all for that. We're just going to do it in work hours, which is the problem.
Well, no, we could do it early.
Okay, because of my kid. Okay. Anyway, that's why I'm not putting that excuse as a reason to not do it. So I'm going to try and just do it and I'm not going to worry about posting. But if I do it every day, mm-hmm. by the end of 30 days, it will be a habit, yeah. right? It should mm-hmm. be a habit. Do you think you'll get any habits out of this?
Definitely.
Other than the habit of organizing, which isn't necessarily doing.
So a new habit that I've created? Up before 6 a.m. every day.
I saw you responding to people on our Instagram this morning before 6.
Yeah.
So I thought, he's definitely up. Mm-hmm.
No, I was up. So that's been good.
Up before, so 5 days of that? Or mm-hmm. this is what I don't yeah. know with your list. Are you doing, like, when do you start? Or is it just one day?
Well, I'm ticking through them off slowly.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but I've, using that Streaks app, I've put in like 5 days a week. What are you smiling at, 97?
I'm just waiting.
For what?
Oh, just to see if you've done it or not.
Done what?
Continue.
Done what?
Actually waking up every day.
Yeah, I did it this morning. Before 6.
Is today the first day?
Yeah, 5:50.
Okay.
He's nailed it.
When did you put in the app?
Sunday.
Okay.
So I put it in Sunday and so I started that streak.
Yeah.
So that's good. I mean, how are you guys going? 3-day deal, how are you
going?
I'm
doing good. I'm done. Started running last Monday and I've done hit every day since.
He's a quarter of the way through the fucking little
yeah,
prick.
Basically.
That's good.
As of today, I'll have 50 kilometers run.
How's the speed?
Pretty good. It's actually, I've noticed myself getting a little bit faster. Like I'm not a fast runner by any means, mm-hmm. but.
I mean, you're still, if you can run 10K without doing it for months, you're a fucking beast.
Yeah, and you guys laughed saying I could do 200 in a month. So
yeah, I know. I mean, actually, we'll be the ones laughing when you get Osgood Slatters.
To be honest.
Yeah. And we'll have to send you to Durham's secret program.
But I think Bree was actually said, she was listening to that episode. She said 200 kilometers in a month, not hard.
Not hard.
No, it's not. That's the thing.
Yeah. But he come from, we haven't seen the kid run a mile since mm-hmm. he's been here, but then all of a sudden he's running.
I can't believe you can run after having the HSPs that you're consuming.
No.
Yeah, well, I had to walk back from the restaurant, so that was my cardio to burn that off.
So you ran to it and then you had it?
No, I was just walking around. I went walking back from Camberwell Market, got that because I was hungry, and then walked back home.
That's like a meal, yeah? That wasn't a snack?
Yeah, it was a full meal.
Are you feeling sore or your knees?
My knees are sore. My knees are the sorest part of my body now.
Have you got, like, is it, there's a difference between just I'm a bit fucking sore.
It's achy. It's not painful. Okay. It's just good. Achy.
Okay. Are you going to have a day off or are you going to?
No.
Like doing.
Well, when I'm in Sydney, probably.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to go for a run with Trev?
You should do a run in Sydney.
Yeah, I'll do a run. I'll do a run in Sydney, but yucky. Probably I'll do it. But yeah, we'll see. If I need a day off, I'll take a day off.
I'd definitely run in Sydney. It's sick. Down to the harbour. Mm. Even go to Bondi. Do the Bondi to Bronte run. That's so good.
Yeah.
97. How are you going with your meditation?
Good. I missed Saturday. Oh.
How'd you miss Saturday, mate? What the fuck?
I was cleaning up a house. I was
what, for 24 hours?
Yeah, it was the whole day pretty much.
I was coming off the back of his hair.
The blonde's got to his head.
Yeah.
Rachel, have you got anything for this?
But no, I picked it up yesterday.
You know what they say? People who don't have time for meditation are the ones that need meditation.
Yep. Well, I've done it every other day.
And wasn't Saturday the chocolate meditation?
Yeah, I didn't end up doing. Yeah.
You skipped the best meditation.
The chocolate meditation. Yeah.
Really? I was meditating for you.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, as in the chocolate.
So, I mean, we didn't set this out, but have you failed this month already?
Potentially.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, we've got one out. Because the whole thing was not. Every single day. I don't know how we manage Josh's one about doing the every single day.
I'll just mention when things are going well.
That's usually what happens. But that's the thing. Are you doing something per day? Like are you trying to tick mm-hmm. off at least one?
Yeah.
Have you missed a day yet?
Let me have a look.
Probably.
Oh,
probably.
God.
Oh, geez. Let's have a look. Well, the problem with the wallet.
Oh.
I think.
Hang on.
Excuses. Do you guys remember, 97, do you remember Thursday night I wanted to go to Doncaster and go to Milligram to get the Bellroy wallet, which I said on the show, and 97, was I trying?
Yeah, you tried to make it work.
Oh, God, are we trying to get participation awards these days?
No, I didn't participate. What I'm saying is.
No, but the trying award.
But I was on the phone to Bree. I said, I need to go to Doncaster. I need to go to Doncaster. And she said, it's too late.
I was in, I'm not fucking being a hero, but it was
That, you're using that fucking night, the iPhone night, notes. You never got the Moleskine.
That, I don't give a shit about a Moleskine to be writing that was, shit on. That was what you suggested. I never suggested
you're using
that.
The notes.
I don't, notes I don't is count. Good. I, but by the end of it, I'll have digitized 31 days of ideas that I've written, so which I don't have to then transcribe them. That would be the most annoying thing, like rewrite it out of the book. Anyway, I think you guys have an escape clause because we actually never said within Organize August that you were going to do something per day.
No, I don't like setting this expectation that we're not holding ourselves accountable.
Well, no, I think you guys need a lifty game.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I did it yesterday and I did it this morning.
So
as
can
well,
we start so. Some form of thing from now?
Well, it's an accountability. You need to do one
can
per
we start
day.
It from now.
Was that not fair?
Well, Dill and I got the day.
I mean, yeah.
We've done our day every day. This is why, to be honest, this is exactly why I fucking chose one thing to do. And I was in my car at 11:30 p.m. the other night because I'd been for a walk, so I needed to get my exercise in, and then I fucking needed to do the notes.
But everything, I think that I'm making progress with all of these.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I came up with a daily, mm-hmm. like you got to do something
okay.
every single day. Maybe but so. That's why I'm curious. It's like, what are those days? You're doing the PR for the Organize August on the day that you didn't do the wallet. That was the first day. It was a PR storm.
Sort out your wallet, didn't say get a new wallet.
Okay.
But did you sort it out though?
Yeah, I went through all the cards and so I worked, like I
Which
organized.
One, how many did you get rid of?
I'd actually sorted that part out a few weeks ago, so I didn't have to get rid of any. So the final bit.
Let's not get into the fine details, boys. Yeah.
So the final bit is the wallet thing. Can you play? So if you're not on Instagram, you wouldn't have heard Verified Gronk, Ben Fordham, did a video of him in his 2GB studio supporting Organized August. Can you play that, 90 Sebs?
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Ben Fordham on 2GB. I'll tell you what, the open line's going off about this Organized August idea. I've got to give credit to Josh from the Daily Talk Show. It was actually his idea originally. And forget Dry July and October. I mean, the Organized August thing has really taken off. Believe it or not, Josh's co-host Tommy actually thought it should be called Action August. How crazy. Anyway, tell me what you're doing for Organized August.
How crazy should be a little sting.
Crazy.
How crazy.
Just a story and then just how crazy.
Yeah, but then also today, Sonia Kruger has gotten involved.
I am a very proud ambassador for hashtag Organized August, as you can tell from my jewellery situation over here. Also, my rack of clothing. These must line up. It's all about being organized in August.
That's great.
It's so annoying because I love Sonia Kruger.
I think like Organized August is taking off in a massive way.
I mean, where was that? Is that in her green room or something?
Yeah, it looked like it. There was some jewellery and I was going to say costumes, but more outfits.
Well, she used to host Big Brother when that was
on Today Show now.
Wow, I tell you who would be impressed by that, Scooter Derrick.
Yes.
He was a big Big Brother fan. Definitely. He'd be thinking, oh my God. He's got a few things to get organised.
But on the on mentioning Ben Fordham, we do need to talk about what happened last night
on the old Instagram comments feed.
Yeah, and so on yesterday's Weekend Banter episode with Trev Long, Trev brought up the concern that he had with the love that Ben Fordham has been receiving.
Yeah,
based on Trev feeling like Trev has been part of the show and doing stuff for a long time.
It was on early days, first 100.
Exactly. And so his concern, or he was a slightly upset with the love that we're giving to Ben Fordham, who he described as a, what did he call it? He fucked it when he said it, but it was come lately. Anyway. Basically someone who's jumped onto the bandwagon, which I don't think is the case. I think Ben Fordham, it turns out, has been listening for a decent portion of time.
Yeah, and he got accused of being Trev said he was the early ticket holder and he's just pissed. He's pissed.
Yeah.
He's pissed because he wants the title of King Gronk.
And so we gave him he never said he wanted the title of King Gronk.
Oh, didn't he say it?
No, I said it.
Oh, you said it.
So I said, you know what, Trev, you can be King Gronk. the concern that I have now is that Gemma, Human Periscope, Ben Fordham, Trev, there we've got a bit of infighting happening within the Gronk squad.
God, our castle is having a brawl on the inside, the Gronks.
Yeah. And so, I mean, what do we do? What do you think, 3D deal? What should we do?
I don't know. It's tough because
Josh already suggested jelly wrestling, didn't you?
Yes, between Ben Fordham and Trev.
I say let the Gronk squad vote on it.
Well, is this voting in king? Is this voting in?
Yeah, vote for. Well, that's the problem because there's three of them.
So it's top three. It's Pete Shepherd, Trevor Long, and Ben Fordham. Mm. Well, I mean, Ben's got the advantage. He's on primetime telly. Mm-hmm. He's got a 2GB talkback radio show, and he's got over 70,000 Instagram followers.
But Trev has the online audience.
True, EFTM.
Which you could consider as being engaged online. I think what we have to do to stop the infighting is to actually get rid of all hierarchy completely.
What do you mean? We can't make it. Gemma Watts will not be fucking happy.
What do you think?
Is this because 97? She called you a bitch?
What do you think, 97?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I like the idea of voting, but
I hate the idea of voting.
Well, Gemma can't get no rid of say. It.
Hmm?
Well, Gemma wouldn't have a say if we were voting then.
So she's just getting stripped.
Is that good or bad?
Stripped of her.
Well, it's throne. Bad because if we're going to keep King and Queen Gronk, and Gemma doesn't have a say of who's King Gronk.
So what I'm saying is we get rid of
all of them. Everything. Yeah, yeah.
Queen, King, verified, they're all gone.
You're just a Gronk.
Yeah. I mean, what's the benefit? What's the pros and cons?
Of keeping the throne. Mm. I mean, that they...
I did like the idea.
It's Game of Thrones. Yeah. One of them might get their head cut off.
Yeah, I think we should step away from it for a day, think about some ideas of titles.
Go for a run.
Yeah, like clean
your wallet.
I've read Game of Thrones, so I'm familiar with the.
You've read and watched.
Familiar with the hierarchical structure, so we can revisit it.
Yeah,
because you can't make rash decisions.
No. But what's changing in the day? This is what I was. I mean, it's people push back on rash decisions. Why can't we make the decision?
Trev's been king for one day, and he's about to get Ned Starked.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand your references, guys.
Yeah, it's a game.
I think that.
What's the pro in getting rid of them? That then it's just a.
Then the Gronks are all getting along.
Okay.
And so my concern. So the pros with keeping them. I did enjoy the idea for our first proper live show.
A throne?
A throne with Trev and Jem on a throne eating Alan's lollies. I found that very appealing. Like the Alan's lollies, we actually like brand it.
Dude, the problem is you're selling it. It sounds great. I want to keep it. It sounds great. Should we? I mean, this is, we maybe need to actually, like the Queen should decide.
No, I don't think so because we know what the Queen's going to say. Yeah. The thing is that when I was a kid, they banned clubs because I was starting too many clubs.
No, we don't need your childhood to outplay its.
But I just feel like we need to do something about it because I don't want to say. Ben said to Trev, "Don't bring a knife to a gunfight," and I worry for everyone involved.
What could happen? What's the worst thing that could happen?
I don't know.
Trev Long gets dethroned and Ben Fordham's at the top.
Well, Trev tries to knife fucking Ben Fordham. We don't know what could happen. Well,
I mean, someone sent us, I mean, this whole podcast space is fucking getting brutal these days. Mm. Kings and queens, glitter bombs.
Yeah.
It's outrageous.
It is pretty full on. Email.
Here we go.
Bang! It didn't scare me because I'm very prepared. I know how this thing works.
Did you get it? Did you bloody?
No, absolutely not.
Now put that down. I don't like how you point that towards me.
No, it's like literally like the tape is so secure. But I am blinking a bit. No, 7 emails. What's going on? Let's keep organized for August.
Organized August. Well, we got an email from Jody's. Mm-hmm. The subject, organized August.
Jody and I went to school together.
So no TV credibility. Because we've had a lot of TV credibility.
She was actually in the 2005 production, school production.
I'll give you that. she's got stage cred.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, she said, "Hey, Gronks, caught up on the last few episodes. Josh has inspired me to take part in Organized August.
Great.
Good work, Josh. Don't let the haters bring you down."
Thank you, Jody.
"This is actually perfect timing as I'm currently 24 weeks pregnant."
Ooh. Congratulations. This feels like one That's of those amazing. Memes where it's like I'm over here doing a podcast and people I went to school with are having kids. It's got that vibe.
"And she's feeling a bit overwhelmed with all the little life tasks she wants to get sorted before becoming a mum."
Jody, you're nesting.
She needs to get organized. Yeah. Well, she needs to get organized for August.
Nesting.
"She would like to have these things sorted out in the time between now and when she starts her maternity leave. When she gives birth.
Mm-hmm.
So her incentive for completing these tasks in August is that she can spend her time doing."
Okay, oh my God, the blonde, he's bleeding from the ears. The blonde. Okay.
I'll just read that again. I would have likely been sorting these out in the time between when I start my maternity leave and when I give birth. So my incentive for completing these tasks in August is that I can spend spend that time doing what it is actually meant for, eating
I'm
chocolate
so sorry,
and
Jody.
Watching Netflix."
Yeah, it's not even Jody's handwriting. It's just a 97.
No, just processing.
No, that's okay.
Here's her list, okay?
Okay.
Clear out, and this is something I can read. Yeah.
No, seriously, just take a breath for a sec. No, seriously, take a moment. So we'll get back to the email in a few seconds. Let's get back to the email. Because it's happened. Because the thing is, I've been in these situations. I can see he's very close to having a panic attack.
Yeah.
So better off just calming down, taking it all in.
I reckon
have a few
I'll
breaths.
Even be able to bring up one of our comments that we got.
You bring up a YouTube comment. Well, 97
processing.
A few going on here. Wayne Peters, thanks, buddy. Sent through a bunch. There is one specific that I want to get to. That is Mr. 97's probably hidden this one.
Which one?
It's the one from Ian.
On YouTube?
No, it's still there.
It's still there. I think it might have been archived in our email address. But here we go. This is from Ian, right? And Ian, this is a comment that came through on Mr. 97 in the salon getting his hair bleached when was it? Oh, Saturday's episode.
Yeah,
we get better. Ian says, "Can I just say that Gemma is my spirit animal?" Also, Rachel is hot. She was the person doing the colouring.
Australia's number one colourist.
Yeah, FYI. "I love listening to watching you guys. Mr. 97 is adorable. I slid into his DMs before to tell him he's cute and he just said, 'Thanks, mate.'" That's so good. I don't know if that's him just being Australian or if I've just been friend-zoned. Ha ha ha. Nah, but seriously, you guys are hilarious.
Thank you, Ian.
And you have been friends, brother.
Have you been getting a lot of DMs since your hair?
No, not really. I got one from my cousin in New Zealand. She showed her around to all the family, grandparents and everything. My granddad wanted me to do my eyebrows, so.
Oh, great. He sounds like a guy I want to hang out with.
Keep it for episode 500.
500.
So what's the list from Jody?
Jody's list.
"Clear out and organize bathroom drawers."
Mm.
"Set up a proper first aid kit."
You've been on that. Do you want to point out your pain point with the kits that you've had?
Pain point with the first aid kits?
Yes.
What, they don't have enough stuff in them?
Remember, they lock them.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, yeah, they've got a little lock between the two zips that you pull apart.
That you can lock.
No. So, I mean, when you buy it, right, you're meant to unlock it because it's meant to stop people from tampering with it in store. But if you just buy it and throw it up in the cupboard and never touch it until you actually need it, then you're going to have problems.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
What's the rest on the list? And then we better wrap up.
Clean out the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Buy who gives a crap toilet paper in bulk.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's actually much cheaper. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Clean out the pantry. Organize cleaning products drawer and buy at least two more Christmas presents. She wants to get them sorted.
Fuck, getting early
that
on
is
the
organized.
Christmas presents.
That's
organized August.
If you do your Christmas shopping in August, that's fucking commendable.
I think
commendable.
We could definitely do something like that.
That is funny.
All right. Well, we need to work out what we're going to do with this.
Oh,
but I think by tomorrow, 97, straight after this, can you get the roadcaster set up and let's make that call?
Call this.
Right,
call
perfect. Anyway, if you sent this, we will find you.
Yeah, and we will
blow
it. What
did they say? I can't remember that.
I will find you.
Taken.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't remember the reference. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email. We do read them out, even if it is slightly poorly. If you've listened, send a screen grab, share it on Instagram.
Yes.
So we know. Or my favorites are when people actually film the their TV or wherever they are.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.